Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for February 22nd, 2010. I want to talk to you today about the ticking time bomb of grudges. If you were given a new sports car, I seriously doubt that you'd neglect the formation of a tiny rust spot on the hood. You'd get some polishing compound and remove the spot right away, and not just because it marred the car's appearance a bit. Your greater concern would be that the ignored rust spot became larger if you continued with your indifference, eventually leading that car to a place in the junkyard. The latter consequence, of course, is way more costly than that tiny bit of elbow grease and expense needed to remove the rust spot at the outset. Now, I'm sure you've taken care of many rust spots on vehicles over the years, and good for you. And so it is that you understand the importance of removing grudge spots from the vehicle called faith. When somebody upsets us and we choose not to forgive them right away, we're allowing that rust spot of hard feelings to grow toward becoming a grudge. And continued indifference to that grudge's threat against our soul will only lead to bigger problems. Problems for those we blame, problems for us, problems for those who love us and count on us for spiritual strength and for role modeling, and problems for the kingdom of God. Ultimately, an unconstrained grudge can cost somebody his or her life, spiritually, or even physically if the stress levels get high enough, or both. And it can do the same for multiples of other people. Why this topic today? The one-year Bible reading for today includes the story of John the Baptist and King Herod. You know the story in Mark 6. Herod had chosen to marry his brother's wife. Her name was Herodias. John the Baptist told him the choice was immoral and should not have happened. Neither Herod or Herodias liked John's preaching about their immorality, however. But Herod didn't want to kill John. Herod respected John as a righteous man, and he liked hearing him preach and teach. Herodias was cut from a different cloth, however. She hated John the Baptist and allowed the rust spot of hard feelings to grow into spiritual decay. And when the nurture grudge was given opportunity by the perfect storm of sin arranged by Satan at Herod's birthday party, Herodias pounced like a lioness. You can read the details in Mark 6, 17 through 29. Herodias' hard feelings toward John sprouted into a grudge that grew into bitterness, that grew into a desire for revenge, and that hunger for revenge then grew into a ticking time bomb, needing only a trigger before blowing up and causing all sorts of carnage. Dear friend, if you're harboring any hard feelings towards somebody, please let him go. Sacrifice your pride, not your spiritual integrity. Remember that grudges always carry a high price, not just for your enemy, but also for your compromised faith. It is a ticking time bomb. That's just how Satan works, you know. Give him an inch, and he'll take a mile in all directions. Even if your grudge doesn't cost you your soul, it certainly costs you the blessings of fellowship that you might have had with a relative, friend, co-worker, classmate, neighbor, church member, whoever it is that offended you. Even if the offense was unintentional, it also weakens the fellowship that you have with the Lord, since such an attitude is in direct rebellion to His Word. It's so much better to forgive and get on with your life of loving people despite their imperfections. Aren't you glad that Jesus didn't hold a grudge against you, despite the fact of your terrible sins against Him? I sure am. He loves us and forgives us despite our imperfections. Grudges have no place in His heart. Let the same be said of us. As always, I love you, Martin.